Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
You're listening to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Through the Smoke, and I'm Billy Goldfeder, the host of Through the Smoke. This week we're going to talk about something real interesting that I think is going to be of interest to firefighters all over, especially in light of what's gone on with the most recent national disaster, and that being Hurricane Katrina. We're going to talk about, or actually we're going to ask the question, is it time for a national fire mutual aid system, separate but necessarily in cooperation with the federal government? Before we go to that, I want to talk first of all and congratulate our friend Dave Paulson, firefighter, fire chief Dave Paulson, who is now the acting director or undersecretary of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And while we're thrilled that Dave is a firefighter and has a background as a fire chief, firefighters need to remember also that while we expect great things from him, it's not just about us. Dave has a much bigger responsibility now to look at the overall emergency management response, which also now includes the United States Fire Administration, which Dave was previously in charge of. Now he's the head honcho under the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, heading up the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So we offer our congratulations to Dave. We couldn't be more thrilled. I don't think personally there's a more qualified person that was available out there to fill this role. It's unfortunate that the previous undersecretary kept Dave in the dark and did not involve him in a lot, so he's got his hands full trying to not only deal with the current emergencies, but also trying to learn the insides and outsides of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There's a lot of good folks at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and hopefully Dave will be able to utilize them to their fullest extent. So again, congratulations to Dave, and again, we as the fire service have to remember, while he is a fire chief and a firefighter, he has a lot more than just us to worry about. But on the other hand, I don't think he's going to forget about us. You're listening to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Through the Smoke. We'll be right back.
Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
You're back at Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Through the Smoke. Before we get on to this week's subject, I want to talk about a line-of-duty death that occurred down in Florida. A Lake County, Florida firefighter died last weekend during training. Kevin Effinger, 23 years old, at Groveland, collapsed while doing a warm-up jog. Information this morning is that he did have previous or they found a possible heart problem. But it doesn't make it any easier for the firefighters of Lake County and the families of firefighter Enfinger. So we offer our condolences to the firefighters and fire officers, and especially Kevin's family, as they go through this very, very difficult time. Well, this week's show, we've got three outstanding guests on, and we're talking about the question, is it time for a national fire mutual aid system? And joining us is Bill Killen, Fire Chief Bill Killen, President of the IFC. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks.
We've got Jay Reardon. Jay is the Fire Chief of Northbrook, Illinois, but his role today on today's show is actually as President of the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, which covers several hundred departments in the Midwest. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you, Bill.
And returning with us is Gary Breeze, Executive Director of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Welcome, Gary.
Hey, Billy.
We're asking the question, and really I pose this to the folks that are joining us today, and I can't seem to get off my mind the thoughts that maybe it's time for a national fire mutual aid system led and coordinated by the International Association of Fire Chiefs, because clearly there is no other group that should be running this. Fire chiefs are the bottom line when it comes to response and emergency services, so it clearly needs to fall under the IFC if this idea even goes anywhere. Honestly, I think it is time for a national fire mutual aid system, and the federal government can support and assist if they're able to get from point A to point B in their bureaucracy. But I think it really needs to be done with or without them, and fortunately, with Chief Paulson in charge now at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, I'm confident it will be with them. Maybe an expanded version of the highly successful MABUS system is the answer. Many areas of the United States have great well-oiled mutual aid systems, and that solves about half the problem because they would all fit in almost perfectly, almost like a large quilt. But some areas of the country do not. And to me, really, it's amazing to think that there are still areas of the country that do not have a large coordinated mutual aid system. Those areas, though, that do not would be able to have several models to choose from areas such as California, the MABUS system, or up in New Hampshire. There's a great system as well in southwest New Hampshire, as well as other areas, Florida as well. And then they could coordinate these different systems with as little bureaucracy as possible by the International Association of Fire Chiefs in some manner or fashion. You know, a national MABUS system could have solved a lot of problems in my quick response to the situation in Katrina. Certainly there were hundreds of other issues, but one issue was fire departments responding down there, getting it coordinated, determining which departments go and all that sort of thing. I was talking to Alan Brunicini about this a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know what the solution would be, is a federal law that says the nearest fire departments must respond. He says that would solve a lot of response problems because you wouldn't have states jumping from one to another trying to assist each other. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot to that thought. Certainly the type of assistance you need is one issue and what have you. But from what I have seen, probably the most successful non-government fire mutual aid system in the nation is the Illinois Area MABUS system. And MABUS, M-A-B-A-S, stands for Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. I have followed the MABUS system for years, and I'm a big fan of what they do and what they have done. MABUS is a mutual aid organization that's been in existence since the late 1960s, and they're heavily rooted throughout northern Illinois. But MABUS also includes over 550 member fire departments organized within their 46 divisions. And they go from Lake Michigan to west of Rockford, Illinois, down to Champaign, Urbana, into Missouri, Wisconsin, and even into Indiana now, in talking to Chief Reardon the other day. How about that? It's a mutual aid system that works beyond state lines and is local, not federal. And they're made up of volunteer fire departments and career fire departments working hand in hand, and that certainly is a new concept to some areas of the country. How about this? MABUS includes over 25,000 firefighters and emergency response units, including more than 750 fire stations, 900 engine companies or more, 275-plus ladder companies, 600-plus ambulances, and most of those are paramedic-capable, 150 heavy rescue squads, 125 light rescue squads, and 225 water tankers. Just think about the tankers alone, how seriously they were needed down into New Orleans, or not just New Orleans, of course, but Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And they also have 600 additional emergency vehicles available. And when you think about this, it's amazing, because you go to other areas of the country, and one fire department doesn't even talk to the other fire department, or the career firefighters don't like the volunteer firefighters. And all that nonsense that gets in the way of providing good emergency service and properly protecting our firefighters. So the question is, is it time for a national fire MABUS system led and coordinated by the IFC, working with state and local fire organizations, separate from government but working in cooperation? I think it could solve numerous concerns by the nation's fire chiefs, our firefighters, and most importantly, the citizens. We'll be back in a minute and talk with Chief Killen, Chief Reardon, and Gary Breeze from the IFC about a national mutual aid response system.
Is it sometimes a little hard to see through the smoke? Do fire service, rescue, and EMS issues work you up just a bit? Maybe more than just a bit? If they don't, check your pulse. It's normal for firefighters and responders to get worked up over hot issues when you love the job so much. Deputy Fire Chief Billy Goldfeder, Firehouse.com commentator and Firehouse Magazine columnist, hosts Through the Smoke, an internet broadcast and podcast that addresses issues impacting all firefighters, such as safety, health, and morale. Don't ignore the issues and maintain the status quo. Take an interest in issues that impact you, the frontline responder. Join Billy, special guests, and firefighters around the country and the world regularly on Through the Smoke, only on Firehouse.com.
You're back on radio at Firehouse.com. This is the Through the Smoke show, and I'm Billy Goldfeder. We've got on with us today Chief Bill Killen, President of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, Gary Breeze, the Executive Director of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, and Jay Reardon, Chief of the Northbrook, Illinois Fire Department, but President of the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System. That's organized in the Midwest is the best way for me to describe that. So let's kick it off and talk to Jay. Jay, you heard some of my introduction about Mavis. Why don't you talk to our audience and let us know maybe what I missed, what I didn't miss, and just give your personal thoughts as well. And Jay, before I go further, I understand also that Mavis was activated not only to respond to Katrina, but also into Chicago for the train crash over the weekend. So give us some thoughts.
That's correct, Billy. First, the numbers you quoted, we've grown a lot. I mean, we've grown so much, and I think there's a number of reasons for it, not just within Illinois, but into Wisconsin, into Indiana. October, we expect Iowa to be coming into the Mavis family. We're into Missouri, and Michigan's looking at it, and it continues to grow. And we can effectively provide mutual aid on a day-to-day basis. In fact, it's activated, the system's activated about 750 to 1,000 times a year with routine extra alarm fires, mass casualty, hazmat, tech rescue, underwater rescue recovery, etc. The basics of the system are simplicity, organizational structure, and standards or standardization to allow us to have interoperability. It gives speed of response services when one town has got that fire in their face right now. Through the statewide plan in cooperation with Illinois Emergency Management Agency, we have a sustained capability with the statewide plan, which is how we wound up going down to Katrina through EMAC, the Emergency Management Agency Compact. Illinois, the governor, loaned our assets to the state of Louisiana's governor, who put them to work in New Orleans as well as the parishes around that were stricken by Hurricane Katrina.
Did you send down there, Jay? What was your response when you were requested to respond down there?
Certainly. The package request we got was, 586 firefighters in various ranks and specialty fields, 38 engine companies, 12 ladder trucks, 24 battalion four-wheel drive type vehicles, and two incident management teams. That was the first round. They were down there for a 14-day stay. They rotated this weekend out, and we replaced them at the request of Louisiana and New Orleans with a downsized force of 220 individuals. I believe it was 13 engine companies and 6 ladder trucks.
And Jay, in a lot of areas of the country, if that request came in, the dispatcher would go cross-eyed and run out of the building, not knowing where do I even get these kind of resources. How quick did it take the Mavis system to activate and get these resources pulled together?
I'll give you a quick timeline. That Sunday morning, it was the holiday weekend, we got the request from our state emergency operations center at about 8:30 in the morning. When that kind of a request occurs, we have a mobility cell of chiefs that are assigned to Red Center Regional Emergency Dispatch Center, our single point of dispatch for any kind of a statewide response. They're recalled. They pull together and basically accept the assignments under the NIMS structure, logistics plans, administration, finance, area command, and the like. And they started to put the package together. The EMAC form, first part of it asks for the request. The second part of it asks what is it going to cost and can you fill this request. That's the portion that we had to deal with. And then the third is where they accept it or they don't. And we put the package together using our statewide plan, which is a very versatile plan. Almost, we call it like a buffet or an a la carte. Pick what you want. And we pulled it together with a statewide response. That was sent back to them by about 10 o'clock in the morning. We received the official approval in writing. It went till almost 11 o'clock that night. But in the interim, we had pulled our trigger and put all of the responding Mavis divisions, which now there's 57 statewide in Illinois, on standby with their tasking assignment to fulfill this mission. We had identified the convoy staging point in southern Illinois, Effingham, and the time that they were to report, with the other particulars of the mission task that we had been given by EMAC. We unofficially got the approval via phone, I'm going to say around 8 o'clock that night. We let the ball roll out, and at noon, everybody arrived, and we had an IMAT team there as well as one IMAT team on an airplane on their way into New Orleans City to receive the main body. And our team stayed intact and got the convoy, 586 plus 38 engines, 12 trucks, and miscellaneous vehicles into New Orleans by the end of the next day. Actually, they went into LSU staging and then they were assigned in part to New Orleans City, and the balance, about 50% of the resource, went to surrounding parishes.
Incredible. Now, you have 57 divisions currently in MABUS?
57 in the state of Illinois, 7 in Wisconsin, 1 in Indiana. The city of St. Louis belongs to an Illinois division, but we expect Missouri to be coming on board with explosive results soon. I think that's kind of the status right now.
And what's the typical size of a division, just generally, Jay?
I'm going to say, you know, it might be anywhere from about 15 to 25 departments. Often it covers a county, but as a general rule, about 15 to 20 departments per division.
Okay, so MABUS is almost like a giant fire department, only without losing local control and local flavor. In other words, it's turn it on when you need it, shut it off when you don't type of a thing.
Exactly, but we do comply with minimal standards that are not to be jeopardized or compromised when we're responding to assist the town next door.
Okay, we'll talk about those standards in a little while. Jay, why does it work? Because, I mean, what about the classic BS that goes on? This fire department doesn't like that fire department. I don't like that chief. We're career. We don't want to work with volunteers. We're volunteers. We don't want to work with the career and all that sort of crap.
Well, I think all of us have our opinions and prejudices and have people that you'd love to work with and others you just hold your breath if you got to work with them. I think MABUS, the bottom line is, this is the way we do business on a day-to-day basis. Without it, none of us would survive, even the biggest of cities. Everybody gets their turn in the barrel. The system works. It's predictable. It delivers. So that's the way it's going to be, and we park all those personal differences.
That's interesting. You mentioned about the big city. So MABUS could, I mean, I'm sure you've got some one or two engine company fire departments in MABUS, and then you've got the Chicago Fire Department as an interesting range, I guess, right?
That's correct. But like we saw last weekend in the middle of the recovery of our troops from Louisiana and redeployment, City of Chicago had a train crash, a Metro train crash.
Well, that's what I want to ask you about. Why don't you tell us about that deployment?
Well, it was real simple. In the middle of all this, that rolled out just like routine business. Chicago went to a fourth alarm on each of the EMS citywide alarm levels. Chicago has 10 ambulances from the suburbs. We wound up sending 40 ambulances. They took 20 of them and sent them to the train crash site on the south side of Chicago, and the other 20 were used to backfill fire stations throughout the city of Chicago. Worked like clockwork. Whole deal, beginning to end, took probably 3 hours. In April of 2004, we had an area called Utica hit by a tornado, and one of the initial response packages in there with a task force was City of Chicago going to rural Illinois to assist a small community when it was their turn in the barrel.
Outstanding. All right, I'm going to shift the conversation over to Bill Killen. I'm going to ask Bill, as our current president at the IFC, his thoughts. And then we'll pass it over to Gary Breeze for some larger scale thoughts as far as organizationally and his ideas as well. So, Bill, you heard the chief talking, Jay Reardon from MABUS. What are your thoughts as our president this year at the IFC? Is this something that could be done? Is it something that the IFC is interested in getting involved in?
Well, thank you, Billy. And first, I would like to comment firsthand experience with MABUS in another life as the director of Navy Fire and Emergency Services. I had two Navy bases that were active participants in the MABUS system in Illinois, and we were very pleased with that in the Navy. As the question is, I really think that there is a need. Katrina validated the need for a national mutual aid system. Clearly, the worst disaster, natural disaster that our nation has faced in almost 100 years. And the IFC team has the knowledge, the experience, and the expertise, and clearly the MABUS system, the people that manage and work and develop that system are members of the IFC. And we find the same thing whether it's a system in Florida or California. The people that have developed that system have been IAFC members, and we have a strong 13,000 members of professionals who have the expertise and the knowledge that we could put together a system. The one thing that I see coming up is a little bit of resistance. Which system do we use? Do we use MABUS? Do we use Florida? Do we use the California system? And those are all great questions, but I really think that we have seen the need to be able to mobilize and dispatch large contingents of fire and emergency services groups and rescue teams to disaster zones. And the MABUS system clearly worked very well in this
cool
response to Katrina.
You know, Bill, some of the mutual aid systems I've looked at and studied in my own interest, it appears that the less government, the better. The less involvement at the government level, and the more involvement at the fire department level, the more effective it is. So, to answer your question, to me, I think that's why it would work, because we would keep certainly there has to be a certain level of government involvement, you know, as far as signing legal mutual aid agreements and things like that. But some people would say, no, this is inappropriate. This needs to be done by FEMA or run by the Department of Homeland Security. And I'll let you comment on that in a minute, but first I'm going to comment. No, they've got too much to do and too much homework to be doing right now, too much other preparedness. If we, the fire service, could create a unit through the IAFC, it then is available to FEMA to use anywhere they want. But yet, if you're the fire chief of the ABC Town Fire Department and you've got a crisis, you can activate this MABIS system without having to check with anybody else. Bill, your thoughts?
I agree with that 100%. In fact, I have observed in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia for a number of years the agreements a little bit looser than the MABIS system, where these units are dispatched across state borders and state lines. For a good example, King George County, Virginia, and Charles County, Maryland, have numbers and dispatch protocols that each county dispatches their units across the river wherever they're needed. So I think that it's a great concept. It will work. And you're right. I don't think this is something that we need to put into the bureaucracy. I retired from the federal system. I understand the system, and it takes time to move it. And I do not believe that FEMA or the Department of Homeland Security is where the National Mutual Aid system needs to be developed and managed. I think this is something that we managers that have the expertise and the knowledge to work this system and to make something develop out of this without the bureaucracy.
Outstanding. Now, Gary, let's lean over to you for a second. You're celebrating 20 years this year, is that correct, as the executive director?
That's correct, Bill.
Man, they never said it would last. We're proud of you. But no, you've done a great job, and it's pretty evident to see where the IFC is today compared to where it was years ago. And clearly there's some bumps and bruises that you've taken, but you've earned them, and you really have done a good job. And now here comes Katrina, and now here comes another project for Gary Breeze and his staff to work on, a national fire mutual aid system. What are your thoughts, Gary? Is this something that can be done from a staff level? And also, you always offer good perspective on fire stuff, so I'd be interested in your personal thoughts as well.
Well, first, let's ask Jay, how much does MABIS cost to run each year?
Well, the core service of MABIS, our dues are $100 per division, which is $5,700 per year. That doesn't take into the cost of managing grants. But the costs in managing the grants are being paid for by the grants themselves through DHS and the Illinois Terrorism Task Force. The day-to-day operation of MABIS, there is a cost to doing it, but, you know, to make it happen is relatively inexpensive. To make it happen real good or real well means we got to spend a little bit more money.
Oh, and are we talking about $10,000 a year or $100,000 a year?
If we had $100,000 a year to run MABIS, we would be doing things that would take a outstanding system to the superlative level.
So your budget's under $100,000 a year, Jay. And how many fire departments is this involving?
Right now, 900 of the Illinois 1,200 fire departments.
So you're coordinating 900 fire departments from multiple states under $100,000 a year.
Yes, sir.
Gary, back to you.
Okay, so it goes to the point that it doesn't have to be expensive. I mean, we've got outstanding examples, as it's already been mentioned, the MABIS system in the Midwest, Florida, Missouri, California, and we could list several other ones. The recognition's got to be that we have less than 25 states, less than half of our states currently have operational intrastate mutual aid systems. We don't even have systems that type apparatus nor other than the standard mutual aid. We need to be able to have an organized, uncomplicated intrastate mutual aid system in every state. And that responsibility lies squarely on the shoulders of the State Fire Chiefs Association. And I think probably the best example of picking up the ball and running with it, in this case, is Florida. They had all of the hurricane experiences, the wildfire experiences, and the Florida Fire Chiefs Association stepped forward, and they staffed the ESF 4 desk at the state EOC. not the state insurance commissioner, not the state, if they have a fire commissioner, but the state fire chiefs association. And that model at least has to be looked at by every state. The MABUS system is operated differently. Jay, who actually staffs ESF-4 at Illinois?
State Fire Marshal's office, but next to him is also a MABUS counterpart.
Gary, for those who are listening, could you explain what you're talking about as far as ESF-4?
ESF-4 is Emergency Support Function 4, and that's the fire operation. In most states, that's either staffed by the state insurance commissioner, because they're also the state fire commissioner, or most usually it's staffed by the state Department of Forestry. And that's because the only state agency in most states, except California, that does firefighting is the forestry.
Right.
So the state fire chiefs need to say to the states that we will take over this function in the state. We will organize a functional state intrastate mutual aid system. And then it doesn't matter how you organize in which state. You organize the way that functions the best for your state. And then the states are connected together through a speedily and efficient EMAC system, which is the Emergency Management Assistance Compact.
And that's kind of where you see, Gary, you see the IFC's role there once it's up and running, but the IFC's role beforehand is to provide resources to each state or county or whoever's working on this so they can kind of pick what will work for them. What are your thoughts with that?
We actually made a proposal about 2 years ago to DHS to establish a model or models of several models of statewide mutual aid agreements and systems that then we would hold conferences on to bring the state fire chiefs together and say, you're going to hear five or six different systems, how they function, what their costs are. Pick one, modify them all, but go home and stand up a statewide mutual aid system.
Right.
Now, we actually this year we have a contract with the NIMS program, National Incident Management System, to begin that process. But it took 2 years to get it through the bureaucracy.
So a few of the foundation bricks have been laid.
Yes, they have been.
Very good. Listen, we're going to take a break because we have to do that. And then we'll be back with Chief Bill Killen, Chief Jay Reardon, and Gary Breezy, Executive Director of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. We're talking about a national fire mutual aid system. You're listening to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Through the Smoke.
Welcome to the latest edition of Through the Smoke with Deputy Fire Chief Billy Goldfeder, addressing issues impacting all firefighters' safety, health, and morale.
We're back on Through the Smoke, Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Billy Goldfeder. We're talking today with Chief Bill Killen, President of the IAFC, Chief Jay Reardon, Chief of Northbrook, Illinois, but President of the Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, and, of course, Gary Breeze, the Executive Director of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Well, here's a question. Jay, I'll ask you, why Illinois? Why were so many states skipped over to bring in Illinois? Now, when I thought the question out myself, my response in my head was because they got their act together and they've got a system where they can put people together quickly and more efficiently perhaps than others. But there's the Georgia Mutual Aid Group, there's Florida. Now, there were departments from Florida there. But why don't you give us some thoughts on why Illinois? And if you can't answer that, maybe Gary or Bill could. So I'll lean to Jay first.
Well, Billy, I think you might have answered it in part. I think when EMAC was seeking assistance, like the package we sent, it went out not just to Illinois, it went out to a number of states. Illinois, what we had was what you had mentioned, a system and a plan in place and an organizational structure and a management location with RED Center where we were able to quickly pull that package together and resubmit it and say, here it is, here's what it'll cost, we can deliver if you want it.
So, Jay, RED Center is it's a day-to-day dispatch center, but is also, would you call it the EOC for MABUS?
Yeah, exactly. It's a fire EMS dispatch center. We do not do any type of police dispatching. It serves, I think it's 11 different fire departments on a day-to-day basis, and during a statewide activation, it becomes the single point of control, a.k.a. your fire service EOC. for mobilization through Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Let me just jump off for 1 second, quick question, and I'll get right back to you. The question is, can every fire department that belongs to Mavis talk to Red Center by radio?
Yes.
What a concept. Okay. Back to your comments, though, as far as why Illinois so far.
Again, we had a system in place. We have the infrastructure. We have the plan. We've done it before. When the request came in to us, I think it also went to a number of other states, but we were able to turn it around quicker than anybody and get it back into their hands in Louisiana for a decision.
Gary or Bill, your thoughts on that?
Well, I know other states got the same EMAC request because I think they sent it to all 50. Is that right, Jay?
They might have, Gary, not sure.
You know, I think so.
And that points up something that needs to be corrected in EMAC. In the first 24 or 48 hours, we're talking about emergency assistance. We're not talking about something that can arrive, you know, 2 days later.
Long term, right.
That's right. I mean, it's got to be close-up units move first.
And it can't be based on cost.
And it can't be based on cost. Not in that first critical time period.
Did I hear correct that I actually heard different communities and cities and states having to bid their costs, and then FEMA or DHS saying we'll get back to you? Is that fair or not true?
No, I think that's fair. I think they were asked to submit costs, and we've heard discussions and about different rumors like this right now. We're going to engage with the National Emergency Management Association to talk to them about how to improve EMAC based on our experiences in Louisiana.
Okay.
All right.
Bill, any comments from you on that?
Well, I've heard a lot of comments about the EMAC system, and I'm not familiar enough with it as I'd like to be, but I'm finding a lot of anecdotal information that people got the calls and then they never got a call back. Tennessee, for example, had a group of people ready to go. The same thing in a couple of other states, Virginia. And I guess it's a bureaucracy that needs to be as streamlined to make it more responsive. And I think Jay said it, you cannot wait, or Gary said it, you cannot wait 2 or 3 days to respond. We need the mutual aid response when the event is taking place.
So a national fire mutual aid system based upon the model of Mavis, but of course, as we know, there's a good system in California, Florida, New Hampshire, the D.C. area, et cetera, really cuts through all that because they know how to reach people, they know what units are available, they know what the resources are.
Billy,
yep.
In reality, there are at least 3 and perhaps 4 or 5 what we would call operations centers or emergency operations centers in the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
There's one in the Transportation Security Administration. There's one at the NAC, DHS headquarters downtown. There's one at FEMA office. None of those positions currently have any fire service personnel. And if we're going to make this operational, this has to go to an EOC where there's officers there who have the ability, fire officers.
Who
have the ability of saying, we are dispatching this particular state. The request is going to that state and the bordering states around this disaster first. Others are put on notice for move up, but we are dispatching, and that's the authority that has to be given. If we have some laws that have to be changed, then we need to modify those laws to have the dispatching done in a orderly, organized manner. So we move the stuff as fast as possible. It's crazy, and all credit to Mavis for doing what they could do. But it's crazy to have them drive that far,
sure,
passing 4 or 5 other states.
So you talk about laws, Gary. So if you could have a wish granted for one federal law passed, what would that law be in relationship to this idea we're talking about?
A comprehensive piece of comprehensive legislation that enables. First, the development of intrastate mutual aid, and then addresses the issues that have been raised about the emergency component of the EMAC system.
Okay.
Billy?
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
This is Jay.
Oh, Jay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First off, I agree wholeheartedly with what Gary said. It is nuts. We went 1,100 miles one way to deliver that package, number one. Number two, any system we put together has to have 2 characteristics, and it's based on military principles. First, speed and agility. Second, once you get there, the ability to sustain it. we can do that through a national mutual aid system that's based on the premises Gary just explained. Closest in first, further out to follow for sustainability. Number three, to go across state lines, our experience with Mavis is that there's one issue that comes up, and it requires an agreement between the attorney generals of each of the two states, and it normally involves workmen's compensation issues. Once they're hammered out, intrastate mutual aid is not of difficult, is not of any degree of difficulty. I'm sorry, state-to-state mutual aid is not of difficulty. And through EMAC, if it's conformed and configured correctly, we can deliver the system, you know, like it is a routine daily thing.
Sure, sure.
Well, clearly, if there was any time for federal legislation to solve this problem, it's right now, because I think that Congress has a full attention of, the Congress is really watching what's going on. They're concerned about the response, and everybody's pointing fingers at who's at fault. There is no fault. It's just that we had a major catastrophe that exceeded the capability of the locals, the state, and in this case, the federal system. And I think a national mutual aid system with a federal law mandating it and providing some parameters and helping to overcome that state-to-state issue with workman's compensation would be years ahead of what we really need.
Right, we're going to be back in just a minute. And the next question I'm going to ask you when we come back is, what other problems will this National Fire Mutual Aid System fix? In other words, by doing this, I'm thinking in my head, there's a whole lot of stuff that would be fixed automatically because of this system. We'll be back in just a minute. It's radio at firehouse.com through the smoke.
Radio at firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
You're listening to Through the Smoke at Radio at Firehouse.com. We're talking about a national fire, and I emphasize that word, a national fire mutual aid system. Wow. Well, we've covered quite a bit of ground this afternoon on this, and you know, I'm also thinking, and I'll pass this on to our panel to talk about, that a national fire mutual aid system could solve a whole bunch of other problems if chiefs bought into this. For example, the freelance issue could possibly go away, and I was amazed. Every day I saw emails from the feds and the IFC and the IFF and everybody and their brother saying, don't self-deploy, don't self-deploy. And I'm amazed that people were still self-deploying. It just blows me away. But they could solve that problem. It also could force some issues, and no one likes to be forced, but it could solve some of our fire training problems, some of our communications issues, because we're also going to have to be reading and singing off the same sheet of music if we go in that direction. So to the panel, to Bill or to Jay or Gary, I'll start with Bill Killen. What else do you think? I mean, if we move forward with this national fire mutual aid system, what other areas do you think will be solved because of this system?
Billy, this is Gary.
Okay, Gary.
This is what could be characterized as low-hanging fruit. This is the fastest way to increase the capabilities of our nation to provide the emergency services in that critical first 24 to 48 hours. No matter what the federal government does, they cannot get there faster than neighboring fire departments and neighboring emergency medical services.
Sure.
And neighboring law enforcement agencies. I have a question for Jay. Jay, does Mavis involve law enforcement?
Actually, over the last few years, through Illinois Terrorism Task Force, law enforcement in the state of Illinois has created an organization called ILEAS, Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System. It is patterned off the Mavis template, and they, in the state of Illinois, we now have statewide mutual aid for law enforcement, and they too, we have had, I think, three rounds of 120 law enforcement officers each deploy into and provide current and ongoing assistance in Louisiana and New Orleans.
Billy, this is not the federal government's problem to solve. This is
right.
The fire service's
right.
Problem to solve. You know, it took me a long time to understand that the government needs to respond in the way we want them to respond, not the other
way
around.
Tail wagging the dog kind of a thing.
Exactly right.
Sure.
All emergency response is local.
And that comes back, if you will, to one of the issues about the self-deployment. This national mutual aid system will enable mayors to say to one another, we can use the national mutual aid system instead of what happened here in Louisiana, where a mayor in Louisiana was talking with a couple of mayors in Maryland, and, man, I need help. Well, geez, buddy, I'll get you some, and that's how a lot of self-deployment came out of Maryland to Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And I think that would help. Another thing I think would really help with the national system would be credentialing, similar to the red card system that the Forest Service uses. And I think that those are two of the things that the national system would fix. And I think it would be a great step forward.
Yeah, a lot would grow off this tree, so to speak. But I was talking to Gary about this idea a few weeks ago as we started to get ready for the show, and we talked about the credentialing. And certainly there's a value and importance of that. But through a mutual aid system like this, part of that problem would solve itself. Because if you sign your mutual aid agreement to join this national system, you as the fire chief are taking responsibility for the personnel you send down there, and you're going to provide trained personnel. I mean, Gary comments on that, and then to Jay to see how Mavis handles that.
That's exactly what Tom Carr said. You know, by
Tom Carr is the fire chief of Montgomery County, Maryland,
who sent combination career volunteer and ran into some issues down there about perceptions. And the issue was that his decision as to who to send and who's qualified to go on this response was being questioned by local authorities. And that's, we can't be doing that in the middle of emergencies. You know, if a chief puts their name on the line and says this firefighter's qualified, then we have to accept it as this firefighter's qualified.
Sure.
Period. End of story.
Jay, how does that work with Mavis?
Well, you know, we have recommended standards for training and certifications. In Illinois, there is no law mandating minimal training requirements. So we can't, as a intergovernmental agency with either the chiefs or Mavis, mandate it, but we can require certain minimal standards like we do with hazmat and tech rescue teams that are carried on the roster. But I agree with Gary. You know, we sent a response in our first wave of people down there that was no doubt a mixture of on-call, volunteer, and career firefighters, and every one of them knew the other standards we have within Mavis, like staffing. You don't send an engine or a truck on a mutual aid call unless you have a minimum of four personnel on that vehicle.
Sure.
And that is just one of those, no compromise, it is what it is, so the incident commander knows he's getting a rig that has a capability of a four- or five-person crew.
Do you have much of a problem with departments not following those rules, Jay?
Not at all. No, they all comply, and there are unofficial and official mechanisms to assure compliance.
Right.
The executive board, you know, we are the decentralized or the centralized coordinators, facilitators. The enforcement for that requirement is decentralized at the division level, and staffing is not compromised. Every one of those rigs we sent down there to Louisiana had five people on it.
Outstanding.
Each rig, five people. And if they're allowed to get on the fire truck, as Gary is, I think, somewhat surmised, then it means they're qualified to do the job. Otherwise, don't put them on the fire truck.
Cool. So to Gary and Bill and certainly to Jay, what's the next step? And as a part of that question, what will stop this from working? But I guess let's answer that first. What will stop this from working? And then where do we go from here? What's the IFC's plan?
It's like, Billy's Gary, it's like Pogo. We've met the enemy and the enemy's us. We will stop this from working. We will make this work.
That's exactly right. It'll be local turf battles, whether or not we want to play in the game.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bill.
And I think that you asked the question, what's the IFC going to do? We're going to begin with a meeting on the 3rd of November with our division presidents to talk about approaching this thing from the division level, using the model that the Eastern Division has used, where they've been partnering with the state chiefs associations. In many instances, we have state fire chiefs associations, and some of those members are not members of the IFC. So we're going to be partnering with them to see if we can't approach it from the division level to focus on developing a mutual aid response system on a regional basis.
Now, Bill, let me just, for the clarification of our listeners, division, you're talking about the IFC divisions.
Yes, okay. The IFC is geographically divided by states, and we have, I think it's 8 or 9 divisions in the United States and 1 in Canada. And I think the approach is to, you know, nothing gets done by individuals. Everything in the IFC is a team, whether we have our staff at headquarters or the board of directors or our divisions or our committees and sections. That's where our work gets done, and I think the team approach will help us to get started working on this. And the first swipe at it will be November 3rd when we talk about it with the division presidents.
So, Bill, as president of the IFC, you're pretty much committed to moving this National Fire Mutual Aid System idea forward.
I think so. I think it's a great idea, and I believe the rest of the IFC team is in concert with this. We'll find out for sure on November 3rd.
Gary, your thoughts?
I think Chief Killens is exactly correct, and not only will we be having the meeting on the 3rd, this will be an issue for the leadership conference we're having on the 4th and 5th, where we've invited representatives from all state 50 chiefs to come in. In the conversation I've had with Chief Killen, this is going to be a message that he's going to carry throughout the year.
Outstanding. You're listening to Radio at Firehouse.com. Through the Smoke, we'll be back for some final thoughts with our guests.
Welcome to the latest edition of Through the Smoke with Deputy Fire Chief Billy Goldfeder, addressing issues impacting all firefighters' safety, health, and morale.
You're listening to Through the Smoke, Radio at Firehouse.com, and we're having a lively discussion. I'm excited about this because I think there's some great potential for a national fire mutual aid system coordinated and led by the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Well, we're wrapping up our show. We're going to do some final thoughts to hear what our guests want to kind of end the conversation with today. So we'll go to Bill Killen, President of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. Bill, your final thoughts.
Well, as the premier fire service leadership organization, the IFC is committed to helping to make this country a fire-safe country and to make sure that as we deliver our products and services that everyone goes home. I think that a national mutual aid system is needed, and I believe that the IFC is the organization that can make it happen. The IFC team has the skills, knowledge, and abilities, and more importantly, they have the desire to serve and the commitment. And I'm honored to be at the helm for this year with the IFC team, and I look forward to some great results in partnership with a lot of organizations like MABUS and the Florida Fire Chiefs as well.
You know, it's neat because so much of the things a lot of us talk about, we then say, well, we probably won't see it in our lifetime, but it sounds like it's very real, and this could happen in our lifetime for sure.
Billy, I am committed to seeing this happen before I step down as president.
Outstanding. Well, I'll make sure you get plenty of Advil and stomach medication, but we will support you on that, Chief. Chief G. Reardon from Northbrook, Illinois, our special guest today as the president of the highly successful MABUS system. Jay, some final thoughts.
Well, I think any successful MABUS, any successful mutual aid system starts local, and once you have a local system that's used on a daily basis, it sets the stage to do it on a statewide basis. And once you have that opportunity and do it on a statewide basis, you can easily do it across state lines. I think, as noted before, you know, what's going to stop it, you know, from federal legislation that assists us to deliver? Simple things we've always dealt with, like parochialism, turf, prejudice, egos, perceived threats. But I know our experience has been nothing but rewarding and able to deliver help from a local to a local. And like as noted, it doesn't need to be a federal system. It's a national system structured through national and international organizations like the International Association of Fire Chiefs, all the way down to grassroots organizations like MABUS. So you know what? It's time to do something. The time is right. Let's go for it.
Outstanding. Thanks, Jay, and thanks for all your help in preparing for this program as well. And final thoughts from Gary Breeze, Executive Director of the IAFC.
Thank you, Billy. I want to thank also Chief Killen and Chief Reardon. I think their perspectives are just incredibly powerful in a discussion like this. As everybody knows, our nation has been shown we have some really serious deficiencies in our response capabilities. And since we in the fire service are constantly on the sharp end of the stick in these kind of situations, it's our responsibility to fix. It's our responsibility to tell the federal government how we want to do it, how it works for us, not how it works for them. And they have to mold their response to support our response. And I'd end with a quote from Yoda in the Star Wars. There is no try. there's only do.
Outstanding. I mean, if we want this to work, it's going to work. And as you guys have all said, it's about us in this situation. So for those listening, if you're interested, first of all, if you want to check out the Mabus system, it's www.mabas.com, or is it .org, Jay?
I believe it is .org.
Okay. Mabas, .org. Check it out. We'll have it on a link also with the radio show. So if you look at your computer screens where you signed up to listen to this show, we'll have some mutual aid links there for you as well, as some other states, but also the Mabus system we talked about. But those of you that are interested, you want to start talking about this idea, you need to talk to your chiefs, who then need to talk to the county associations, who need to talk to the regional and state chiefs associations, who have representatives representing them at the IFC division level. And that's where this is going to happen. So now's the time to share this show. In the my next column in Firehouse Magazine, we're going to be talking about this. So hopefully there'll be a lot of information for you to use to bring to your fire chief, as well as the regional and state, and the, of course, the IFC divisional representatives. Additionally, speak to your local, state, and federal elected officials. When you run into your congressmen and your senators, they say, what do you need? Well, this is something you need. Again, our thanks to Chief Bill Killen from the IFC, Jay Reardon from Mavis, and Executive Director Gary Brees from the IFC. You've been listening to RadioFirehouse.com. This is Through the Smoke. I'm Billy Goldfeder. Be careful and thank you.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to Firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.